The former head of Quest Communications goes on trial today in Denver on charges of insider trading. Quest is the main telephone company in 14 Western states. Prosecutors say Joe Nocio sold more than $100 million of his own company's stock in 2001 while knowing Quest was on shaky financial ground. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Joe Nocio's trial will be held in a town hit hard by the telecom bust a few years back. His lawyers unsuccessfully tried to get the trial moved for that reason. In the midst of this bitter atmosphere for Nocio, a local newspaper recently put a training video on its website featuring the former CEO making claims that now seem ironic.
At Quest, we've dedicated ourselves to the highest standards of legal and ethical business conduct.
Nocio came to Quest after being passed over for the top job at AT&T in the mid-90s. Under his leadership, the stock price of Quest soared. That allowed Nocio to gobble up Baby Bell US West in 1999. By then, Mimi Hull had already retired from her management position at the telephone company, but she was active with the Association of US West Retirees. In 2001, she watched Quest's stock price drop from a high of about $40.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it's like a free fall jumping off the edge of a cliff, and you're thinking, you know, there's going to be something to grab onto here before I go splat at the bottom. And it never happened. It went all the way down to a dollar something.
Hull says retirees who left their money in Quest suffered. Some lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But Joe Nocio fared pretty well. That's because just before the stock tanked, he started aggressively selling huge blocks of shares, netting more than $100 million in 5 months. These days, there's only one thing retirees like Hull want: revenge, in the form of Joe Nocio being led off to prison. The storyline appears similar to other recent CEO trials, but Wayne State University law professor Peter Henning says this one is different. Instead of getting into the accounting minutiae that can put a jury to sleep, the prosecutor is focusing only on insider trading.
It's really a much simpler story. Nocio knew Quest was in trouble. Nocio sold. Nocio was guilty.
But Nocio and his lawyers are expected to argue that he also knew Quest was in line to receive national security contracts from the government that would boost the company's revenue. To employ this defense, Nocio's lawyers have argued they need to reveal government secrets. In addition to a defense, Henning says this also could be a way to get the charges against Nocio dropped.
If the government decides not to disclose information that the judge determines needs to be disclosed so that the defendant can receive a fair trial, then one of the options, although the last option certainly, but one option is to dismiss the charges.
Henning says this issue also could lay the groundwork for an appeal if the jury convicts. The former CEO also faces a Securities and Exchange Commission civil lawsuit. If he loses both cases, Nocio could end up nearly broke and in prison. The criminal trial begins this morning and is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.